in the Middle Eastern country of Syria, most people who lived there in 2011 have had to move. Some stayed in Syria, others have sought refuge in places like Europe. The United Nations estimates that more than 250,000 people have been killed in Syria's civil war. Over the weekend, the UN opened peace talks with some different groups involved, but it suspended those talks yesterday, saying there hadn't been much progress. The organization plans to try again later this month. International involvement in Syria is complicated. The U.S. continues its attacks on the ISIS terrorist group, but it also wants Syria's president out of power, and it's supporting some of the rebels fighting him. But Russia is backing Syria's president, and though Russia says it's attacking Syrian terrorist groups, the U.S. accuses it of also targeting any enemies of Syria's president, sometimes killing civilians and some of the rebels the U.S. supports. One thing is certain, there's no end in sight to the war.
This place doesn't exist, according to the U.S. Defense Department. But behind that berm of freshly dug earth, a small agricultural airstrip is being turned into something very different. A military airfield just 100 miles from ISIS positions. Satellite photos show the work that has been done here in recent months.
So you can see behind me, they're working to extend the runway so that larger planes could land here. And the advantage of this site is that it's well secured inside Kurdish territory, so it could be used to supply U.S. special forces deployed here in Syria.
He's coming now.
We were escorted away from the airfield as soon as we were spotted. Told it was a military zone. It's another example of the U.S.'s growing military footprint in this remote corner of northern Syria, and its deepening relationship with Syrian Kurdish fighters known as the YPG. In an abandoned apartment building closer to the front line, we were given access to the YPG's joint operations room. It is a modest setup. 21-year-old Dahem Hasaki and his colleagues talk to their men on the battlefield. Using newly provided tablets, they pass on enemy locations to a coalition command center from where airstrikes can be launched. Right now, this is the front line of Hasaka, he says. Our comrades there have seen the movement of two enemy fighters, and so we sent this message along with their coordinates to the general command room. When there are heavy clashes, the operations room moves to the front line.
Who taught you how to use this?
He tells us a group of foreigners and Americans trained his commanders, who in turn trained him and his comrades. In the skies and on the ground in Syria, the U.S. is deepening its commitment to the battle against ISIS.